Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today in our radio program, we have a special guest. We have Mark Andrews, who serves as our new acting camp director for Camp Gnus for CEF Camp in Washington, Illinois. So, Mark, thanks for being with us here today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm just so excited that you're here. And so for some of our listening audience, they may or may not know that we recently went through a little bit of a leadership transition change at Camp Gnus, and actually not just a little bit, a big one, is that our former camp director of 10 years, Chris Kalau, and his wife, Carrie, they actually took another position at another camp, and not just another camp, but even in a different state in Indiana. And, you know, we're sad to lose Chris, but we're thankful for all those many years that he served faithfully in this ministry of CEF, serving as our camp director for Camp Gnus in Illinois. But at the same time, when all that transition and so forth was happening with Chris, just like, you know, the Lord does in each of our lives, He was working behind the scenes and actually in your life and the life of your family and preparing you for this new ministry position. So there's a big story behind that. But I was wondering if you can kind of like rewind a little bit and go behind the scenes so our listening audience can get to know you and maybe, you know, share, you know, your background, your family, and how you came to Christ. And, you know, you've been involved in camp ministry for a long time. I don't know, maybe about 20 years or something like that.
Well,
how is that possible? And just share with us so we can get to know you, your God story of, you know, your testimony, your calling, and how God brought you to this point.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor, but we are also a missionary family out in Romania. And so that was my life growing up. But God was present through that. And so even through the programs that we've been, I just remember like going through an Awana's program and learning scripture. And through the scripture, I was able to realize that, hey, God had a plan for us. And so I was able to accept Christ at a young age. I think around six or so, seven, before we moved to Romania. And so I lived a Christian life that was with a good family. In Romania, we were there about 6 years. And then we came back to the States. And when we came back to the States, that's where my dad took on the position of the director at Great Oaks Camp here in Central Illinois. And so I was kind of grew up in that mindset. And so I learned what it meant to be kind of in this camping world. Mm-hmm. But through that process and through kind of some other things that God was doing in my life, I was able to really see what God was doing. And so I got a call to Christian ministry, and that's where I got baptized at the age of 15 and just saw the fact that I could be an influence here in this world. And I was able to see how camping was a big part of that. And so I got great spiritual leaders that were influencing me. As a counselor in training, I had other counselors that were able to kind of feed into me and talk me through you know, certain things. And I was able to just kind of see God's goodness through that process. So that
call that got put on your life that you were talking about, is that when your dad was executive director at Great Oaks and you were like working at Great Oaks? Was that about the time, or did that kind of come a little bit later?
Well, it came from the ministry of Great Oaks was ministering to inner city kids of Peoria, and so the idea of just interacting with this culture, being a missionary kid, I was kind of in a bubble, so I understanding the culture and being in public schools and of the United States gave me a different perspective on things, and I had to choose my faith for myself. And so that through that process, I was able to really see that, oh, well, I've already been kind of almost labeled as a missionary kid, and so as a mission, I took it upon myself to be a missionary of sorts, even in high school, and just kind of challenge myself to be a witness to God, because God calls us to do that, which is a high task for a 15-year-old. But as the years, I was able to gain confidence in my faith, and through that, That's why I went to further biblical studies. Prairie Bible Institute has a Explore program for outdoor ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to be part of that, and that was a great year just to see how God can use camp for ministry. And so that's one thing that has influenced me and kept me see what's potential for camp. So,
but you didn't just stay at Great Oaks. You had other camp ministry experiences as well, right? You just kind of you kept layering them, right?
Well, after that experience, I decided to fully go into camping as the ministry. And so I continued my teaching through Western Illinois University and got a rec degree there, simply just so I could have that mindset and the business acumen that comes with understanding what it takes to run a camp. And so through that process, I met my wife here at the, I was involved in First Covenant Church here in Peoria. And so I met my wife there. And as I was doing Western, we continued that relationship. And then we eventually got married. And then we moved, tried to check out some other camps. And so we'd worked at a camp in Washington State and then a camp in Texas. And then God called us back to Illinois, and so I came back to Great Oaks Camp as a professional, as opposed to a staff member, summer staff member, and I worked it, and that's kind of where God just continued to use that, and as life came through, we kind of did some other changes. I switched my role to kind of a stay-at-home dad for a time, and then eventually got called back into the camp ministry and went to Salvation Army Eagle Crest Camp in Washburn, Illinois.
And that's what you were doing recently before
that's
the
right.
Lord kind of picked you up and put you over here.
That's right. But through some of the stuff that was going on there, I loved the ministry that they were doing, but they kind of changed direction a little bit. And so as we were praying about whether we should continue, that's when, through that process, we heard about the fact that Camp Good News, the director, Chris Kalal, was moving on, and we prayed about it, and we felt like God's timing and just the response that we got from that, it led us to working at the camp. And so we're glad to see how God has been using Camp Good News and just the relationships and the community that's being built up through there, just to see how God can continue to build that. And I kind of wanted to be part of that and see God at work through that process. So I'm glad to be here, and I know that CEF and us kind of have a history. Just the Great Oaks Camp used to share offices with CEF,
right?
And so we kind of had that mindset of knowing the organizations, but never actually worked in this capacity alongside. So
Camp Good News isn't a stranger to you. You've known
about Camp Good News
for a long time here in Central Illinois.
That's right. Luckily, the camp community of professionals, we try to be engaged with each other's ministries and support and encourage them. And so Chris was part of that as well before. So we kind of know the ins and outs of camp.
Well, I tell you what, in 30 years of CEF and 23 years as a state director, I've never seen God move a transition this fast before. I mean, it's like Chris's last day officially was December 31st, and I think we hired you officially on January 30th. I mean, it wasn't even 31 days, so that's just amazing. So, well, I know you got a lot of things that are going on, and your family is just getting settled there at the camp, and now you're living on property now, correct?
That's correct.
And just tell us a little bit about your family, and then also we have an event coming up so people can get to know you on it's next week on Sunday, March 19th. So tell us about that. So tell us about your family and tell us about how people can come and meet you out at camp at our open house coming up.
I guess I'll mention the open house real quick. Yeah, we have an open house that's happening next Sunday, I think, the 19th.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so we are excited to have people just come and see the camp. See the people, see the community, and I'll be able to kind of share a little bit about what's going on and share how God's been using that process. And
that's from 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing like a short program at 4 o'clock. And I think we're kind of like even passing a baton, and I don't know if we're supposed to tell people, but Chris is coming.
Chris Kalal should be there, and so he's going to pass the baton.
So he gets 2 minutes to talk or something like that, but then you get 10 minutes because, you know, he needs to decrease and you need to increase now.
Yep.
So, but we're looking forward to just, you know, being thankful to the Lord for what he has done in this leadership change and God bringing you here. But also, you have a family, too. You're not just by yourself.
So, you know, it's a fun transition. We've been glad to get a little bit closer to our community and our camp, our church friends. We've been closer to, our church. So we're about 15 minutes closer.
From where you were before.
Were before. So it's good to be closer to that. But the transition, there's always stuff with transition. And so as the family, we're trying to figure out how to settle in to the new place and how to make sure it works out well. You know, that's one thing that we have been enjoying being closer, but there's a lot of stuff. Even as the director, I'm learning how to transition everything. Mm-hmm. And so there's a few things that, you know, I want to make sure it's manageable and change it to what fits my managerial style as it comes, but I don't want to change it too much so that people don't lose what the community that's there. So
I don't always want to just tip the apple cart over and just say, oh, let's just start all over. But you have your wife, Nikki, and you have your daughter, Olivia, and your son that's in kindergarten, Philip, right?
That's correct.
And so they're part of the camp, you know, ministry with you. So you're a missionary family, and you're not only overseeing the camp ministry and getting it ready for the summer, but also you are a missionary and continuing to be a missionary because actually you're raising support too. So
people
can get involved with you that way. So I know our time is just flying by, but I just wanted to, there's so many things going on, but can you just give us maybe three or four, like just quick ways that we can be praying for you and your family, especially during this transition and as you, you know, ramp up and there's a lot. I mean, so much. And we need God to show up in big ways. But share with us how our listening audience can be praying for you and the ministry at Camp Good News.
Sure thing. Prayer for our family as we're transitioning and getting settled and understanding the boundaries that take place with that. But for the camp specifically, I mean, a big thing that happens every year is that we need summer staff.
Right.
And so counselors and mainly to be the front line of our ministry and ministering to the campers. And so we need quality people. Prayer for me as I'm taking on this, the insight necessary to make the changes that we need. So,
okay. Well, thank you again, Mark, for being with us here today. And I love hearing your God story. And also, I want to encourage our listening audience to join us again next week because we're actually going to hold Mark over and we're going to continue this interview with Mark as not only hearing about what God has been doing in his life, but also going to delve a little bit deeper into his passion, his commitment of why he loves camp ministry and why he has committed his life to serving and why he feels like that is God's calling upon his life. So again, we hope you join us again next week, but until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
On Sunday, March 19th, CEF Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois invites you to an open house to meet our new acting camp director, Mark Andrews, and his family. The open house will be from 3 to 5 p.m. with a short program at 4 o'clock. Refreshments will be served compliments of Uncle Bob's ice cream. All are welcome to come and meet our new camp director. For more information, call Camp Good News at 309-444-3255 or visit our website at iheartcamp.org.